Mama, welcome to another One Income Family episode. Today we are diving into the grocery budget. Now, depending on how you feel when you enter the store, it can be so easily pushed to the side. And when you're not tracking how much is currently in your cart, your emotions can get the best of you when you're at checkout. I mean, can't you just picture it? You get all these groceries, you go to checkout, and there it is, the amount on the little computer, whatever it's called, and it's way over your budget. But your emotions, you're embarrassed, you're scared, you just have so many emotions flooding through you. And instead of putting some groceries back or figuring out what to put back, you don't want to be an inconvenience to those around you or embarrassed about the fact that maybe you don't have as much money as somebody else does. So instead of putting some of that money back, you keep it in your, or not the money back. Instead of putting some of the groceries back, you just deal with it and move on and pay with it and or pay for it. And then you're just like, oh, well, I don't know what I'm going to do now further down the road when I need, like, say, gas money or something comes up and that money was planned for an unexpected expense. Now it's gone. So that is why I have put this episode together for you, which is 4 reasons you can't stick to your grocery budget and what to do so that you can. So go grab that notebook and pen so that you can get your notes down. And next time you go to the grocery store, you're able to stick to that budget. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Okay, so before I jump too far into the episode, I do want to let you know, and if you've been here these past few weeks, I have already let you know about this free opportunity that I have for you, but I realize that maybe I haven't made it easy for you to understand what to do and how you can sign up for this free offer. So I am just going to lay that out for you real quick so that if that's something that's on your heart, you can definitely come and sign up for a free call with me. So before I get into what to do and how to do it, I want to explain what it is for those of you who haven't been here. I am a personal finance and budget coach, and I'm currently working on a program that helps you stick to your budget. And that is why I have this as a free opportunity for you so that you can help me mold it and make it into a program that actually gets you results. And I'm super excited for it, and I know that it's going to get you results. I know that you're going to be able to stick to your budget because we will start out with an audit. So what we do is we sit down, well, before the call, I will give you some pre-homework so that I can do a financial audit before we get on the call, because we don't want to waste any precious time, right? We want to be able to talk about your struggles and help you get through those. So if we have this audit done beforehand, then we can spend all the next 30 minutes focusing on what it is that you truly need and get you your results. So how you can sign up for this program or this call is by clicking the link that I will have in the show notes, or I will tell you it's bit.ly/free-financial-audit. And you click on that, and then you book your call, and then it will send you to the next thing that you need to do, and then which is signing a contract, right? And then after that, it sends you the homework that I would like for you to fill out and send to me. So it's not like there's any, you know, hard things that you have to do. It's literally will just send you from one thing to the next. And it's so simple. You just fill it out and do it right there. It'll take 5 minutes for the signing up process. But I do recommend that you download the PDF for the homework so that you do have time to go and grab, like, I need your bank statements. But I do want to clarify, I do not need your bank account information. So I don't want to know your bank. I don't want to know your bank number. I just want your statements that literally just show me your expenses. So it makes it simple for me. I don't have to worry about getting your information in the wrong places. It keeps you safe and it keeps me safe. From there, I have a little, what I call a budget overview template. Well, it's a Excel spreadsheet that you fill out, and it tells me what your bills are, what your loans are, what you would normally put in your budget. It's not set up like a typical budget because that can be a little overwhelming. But if you just put in like your normal expenses, you know, it just makes it so much easier. Then I can go through it and let you know what it is that I find after you send that information to me. So yeah, it's literally as simple as that. And that can take probably 10 minutes. The longest, what's going to take the longest is getting those bank statements and then cropping them so that your information is safe and not sent to me. So yeah, I really would like to help you get a free financial audit and strategy call. There are 5 free opportunities for the first 5 women to sign up. And I do want to let you know that this is the last week that I'm offering this. So jump on that as fast as you can, because come next week, it will be paid and it will be a $97 offer. So if you want to get it free before it's paid, jump into it right now. Otherwise, you know, you can wait until you're more ready. However, how much more ready do you need to be? This is a free opportunity, right? So I want to invite you to go and get that call before it's gone and really sit down and try to figure out where you're struggling with your finances so that we can get you unstuck. Okay, I don't really like that phrase, but it's the only thing that I can think of right now. We want to get you to where your budget's just flowing, that it's a natural thing. It's not really something you have to think too much on. You just go in, you do it, you tweak the things that you need to tweak, and you move on with your life. So it's not overwhelming, it's not stressful, and it just really gets you to where it is that you want to be in life, which is not stressing over finances. We don't want you to worry about where your money's coming from. And that's kind of like, go listen to last week's episode. It was all about what to do when you're struggling and you're worrying about things and how to take it to God so that He can, you know, by seeking Him first, it gives you what it is that you need to not worry about things. So I definitely just butchered that. Go listen to last week's episode because it's so much better. But I digress. Let's get back to my offer that I'm super excited about and I really want to help you with. So this is a free financial audit plus a 30-minute strategy call, and it's as simple as going to my link and clicking and a time that works best for you and then signing the contract and doing the homework. That's as difficult as it is for you. It's quite simple. And then you get this awesome information back that helps you stick to your budget. It helps make your grocery budget, you know, like we're talking about today, easy to follow. Okay, so let's dive into this week's. Oh, I want to give you that link one more time. So in case you don't want to go to the show notes, it's bit.ly/free-financial-audit to book that free financial audit and strategy call. And remember, this is the last week to do it, and you do have to be the first of 5 women to sign up for it. Okay, so this week's episode, like I said, is all about sticking to that grocery budget. And I have four reasons why it can be extremely difficult to stick to that grocery budget. Because, I mean, you have emotions running through you, like I talked about at the beginning of the episode, and you have, you know, your brain just thinking about one thing. If you come in when you're hungry, I mean, that's the worst time to go grocery shopping, right? Because then you just want to grab everything on the shelf and you don't think about the price. So I have these four reasons, and then I will share with you what to do to help prevent these things. So the first thing that I have is that you don't meal plan. Meal planning is a big deal when it comes to sticking to your budget because it allows you to know what it is that you actually need. And if you're just like eyes focused on the budget or the meal plan, then it's so much easier to stick to it and you're able to only buy the things that you actually need. And then you also have that little bit of accountability kind of in the back of your brain going, that's not on the meal plan. Do you actually need it? And then you can go from there and decide if you actually need it or not. And if you do have the little bit of wiggle room in the budget. Okay, so that's point number one. Point number two is you buy everything new instead of using what you already have. So instead of looking through your pantry or on your shelves, I don't have a pantry, I just use my shelves, then you are buying things double instead of using what you already have. And you can save a lot of money by using up what you already have, which if you bulk buy, then you have that as well, and you can go and pantry shop is what I like to call it, or shelf shop, whatever option you have. And it just saves you so much more money. So then point number three is you don't stick to the meal plan when you're at the store. So I kind of already covered this in point number one, but when you don't stick to that meal plan because you don't have a meal plan, it's so much easier to just throw whatever it is into the grocery cart. And then you're just like, oh, I don't know how much money I have in there. Well, if you would track one, what you're buying by meal planning, and two, track how much is actually dollar-wise that you've put into your grocery cart through like an app, or maybe you can do it pen and paper, you know, however it is that you follow that, it also will help you stick to that budget. So then that's point number three. You don't stick to the meal plan when you're at the store because you're not tracking what you have and you're not allowing that little bit of accountability that a piece of paper can actually have, which is funny how much, you know, you can actually get out of having a list that helps you stick to it. But then point number four is that you buy everything packaged. So when you go shopping, the cheapest way to shop, and I forget who actually told me this, but I know that my father-in-law tells me this all the time. If you want to go grocery shopping for the cheapest things or for things that aren't going to be super, super expensive per ounce, you shop on the outskirts. You don't go through the middle parts, except for the baking aisle, obviously. But you stay on the outside because then you're not going to the pre-packaged things. Because the pre-packaged things, and I wish I had something pulled up to actually be able to quote for you, but they are so much more expensive at the per ounce amount. So if you go and you would figure out, you know, say mashed potatoes, if you would go and price a bag of mashed potatoes and then the amount of mashed potatoes that come in an instant mashed potatoes and price that, it's going to be more expensive for the prepackaged because they're doing more for that. The work is already done for you and all you have to do is add water to it or milk or whatever. I have a very limited amount of knowledge on prepackaged potatoes, instant potatoes. I believe that's what they're called. Okay, I feel silly now. But anyways, you want to stay away from that prepackaged stuff because it is more expensive since it's already done for you and it's so easy to just pop in the microwave or, like I said, add water to. Okay, and I do have a bonus thing for you, a bonus point, which is not utilizing the Walmart pickup order. You would be surprised how much better you can stay on budget by using that, because it's essentially like what I was talking about with not sticking to the meal plan in the store, because you have the list that you have. You don't have the emotions of, ooh, I feel like buying that. You also don't have the ability to buy something without knowing the total cost. You see that total cost as you're adding stuff into your cart, which, you know, it'd be nice if they had the little scanners on carts. You know, maybe that's the next invention someone needs to make, putting a little scanner on the cart so that you can scan your item as you go by. Or maybe it's an app, you know, that'd be really nice to have instead of actually physically writing out the amount. And anywho, I'm going off on a rabbit hole. But, you know, if that's something you know of, if you do know of an app like that, share that in the community. That would be so nice for not just me, but everyone else who's listening. Come to bit.ly/the one income family community. Or, you know, it's also in the show notes. And come and share your apps that you have so that it can help other people stick to their grocery budget, because we are all about sharing in this community and helping each other out. And I don't know everything and you don't know everything, but when we come together and gather, we know way more than single. So definitely share that if you know of anything, but utilize the Walmart pickup order if you can. However, I have come into some problems with it. So make sure that you're diligent in taking your meal plan grocery list with you and going through and making sure you have everything. Because I have left before and I live 45 minutes away from my Walmart. So, I mean, I had to go back and get those groceries the next day because I couldn't just turn around and go get it because I was already home and had to deal with what I had. So make sure that you go through the grocery list while you're there just to save time and even money, because driving back costs money, right? Okay, so what to do? What do you need to do so that you can stick to your grocery budget? So the first thing, if you haven't already picked this up, I'm going to hit on the meal planning wagon. Get on that wagon, because that is going to keep you on budget 100% of the time if you're diligent and you follow it. Now, there are many ways to meal plan out there, and if you'd like to have like a meal planning workshop, let me know, and I would love to do that. But there are so many ways you can do it, and you don't even have to like reinvent the wheel every time. You can do it the same thing every single week if you'd like. You can do it categories, you know, there's so many ways. But if that's something you'd like, let me know, and maybe I'll do an episode on it or a workshop, you know, whatever it is that you would like. Because, you know, it'd be fun to do something face-to-face, right? Okay, so 100% meal plan. Second, what you need to do is shelf shop first. So write up that meal plan, look through the ingredients that you have versus the ones that you don't have. If you don't have it, then you write it on the grocery list. Don't just write every single thing down that's on the meal plan. Or, you know, it might be something that you're buying double on, and it could be something that's expensive, or maybe it's not and you're just stocking up on it. But if you continue to stock up on it and you don't use it, then eventually it could go bad if it's something like sour cream or milk or cheese, you know. I mean, there are ways to freeze it and save it, but if you don't think about that and look at your inventory, then you could be wasting a lot of money and wasting a lot of food, and then you're just out of luck. So you can fail. That's a bad word. But you can not follow or stick to the budget just by, like, a hidden way of not following it is letting those groceries go bad instead of using them all, because then it was a waste of money to buy it in the first place. And you don't want to do that. We don't want food waste. We want to use everything, whether we use it in leftovers, whether, you know, if you have other animals and you take those leftovers to your animals as a way to feed them, you know, just utilizing them in a way that is not just waste. So we want to make sure we are using our entire grocery budget and not letting it spoil or go bad. Okay, so meal plan and then shelf shop or pantry shop, whatever it is that you have. what to do, point number three, is get a grocery app to add up what is in your cart so that when you're at the grocery store, you know how much you have in your cart, kind of like when you're on the Walmart pickup order. It's totaling up the amount that you have, and you know whether or not you need to put something back before your emotions run high as you're standing there in the grocery line waiting to get through. And maybe you're doing it by yourself and there's people behind you, or maybe there's no people behind you, or maybe you're doing it there face to face and letting somebody else scan your items for you. You know, however it is that you're doing it, it can still be extremely embarrassing wondering what other people are thinking, and that can stress you out and cause all these other emotions that just, you know, make you not think very well when you are going through that situation. And instead of worrying about the budget and sticking to the budget, you follow your instinct and your stress levels and allow your emotions to run the show instead of, you know, your brain and logic and whether or not you should put something back or not. So definitely get that app, or like I said, maybe you add it up on your piece of paper. I've done it both ways. Yes, it does take a little bit more time, but you will thank yourself in the long run, because then you aren't going over budget and it takes away the stress and the overwhelm when you're standing there in line. Point number four on what to do, start cooking from scratch. And yes, when we think of cooking from scratch, we think about, you know, Betty Crocker and Ma Ingalls way back when, cooking every single thing from scratch, including bread and, you know, all this other stuff. And I'm just talking about piecing things together, kind of like, say, spaghetti. You buy the spaghetti, you buy the sauce, and if you want to go cheaper even, you could buy tomato sauce and then just season the tomato sauce, you know, kind of stuff. Or if you want to make a hamburger helper, you can buy the ingredients at a cheaper price. One, it's healthier. Two, it tastes so much better. And three, it saves on your grocery budget. So if you buy the single ingredients and put it together, it literally adds maybe 5 minutes to what it is that you're already doing. And it's not that much more work on your hands. So, and I don't want you to jump into this all hands on deck if you've never done it before, but just pick one meal a week maybe, or maybe even every 2 weeks, whatever your system is, and do, you know, something from scratch, which, like I said, isn't 100% from scratch. I don't want you to make your noodles from scratch. I still have yet to do that. Just do the first step, which is putting the pieces together instead of buying the hamburger helper package, you know, that kind of thing. Okay, and then what to do, step number five, is try out the Walmart pickup order. But like I said, make sure you're diligent on whether or not you're getting everything that you bought. And if you like what, like the produce and everything. I know when I go, I like to go in and get my own produce unless I'm pushed on time. And then I really go through what they bring me and decide whether or not to keep it and take it back. So yeah, that's definitely what it is that I do to stick to the budget. And I know that it will help you out. So to recap, what to do to help you stick to the budget: meal plan, shelf shop first, and then add the things that you don't have to your grocery list. Get a grocery app that lets you add up the amount of what's in your cart, just like if you were on the Walmart pickup order. Start cooking from scratch, but don't overwhelm yourself and try to do everything. Just pick one thing at a time. I'm to the point where I want to try cooking bread from scratch, but I've yet to try it, so... I've baked buns before, and they came out great and awesome. I just am like, oh, I don't have the time. I do have the time. I'm just fearful of doing it and have yet to do it. So maybe come to the community and give me a little encouragement on trying to cook some bread from scratch, right? Okay, so I hope that you got a lot from this episode, and I pray that it blesses you and encourages you and really helps you stick to that budget in many ways that maybe you'd never thought of before, or encourages you to try these things again because you have tried them and they maybe failed you, or maybe you just got off track and you needed a little bit of help and a nudge to get it back on track so that sticking to that grocery budget becomes easy instead of difficult. I know that I am always learning and always tweaking and changing things up, but I will help you with what it is that I know, and if you reach out, I will definitely help. So yes, reaching out. That brings me back to, I really, really, really would love for you guys to get a free call with me, because like I said, this is the last week that I am offering 5 free calls to the first 5 women who sign up. And it is super easy to do. All you have to do is click on the link or go to bit.ly/freefinancialaudit and sign up by booking your call, the date that works for you, the time that works for you. And then it sends you right to the contract for you to sign, which after you do that, it sends you right to the homework that I am asking you to do so that I can do the audit before we get on the call, because this call is only a 30-minute strategy call, and I don't want to waste time trying to do the actual audit on the call. I want to be able to strategize with you and talk to you and help you figure out where it is that you're stuck and not able to get that budget rolling and working for you, and helping you to stick to that budget. And that is what this call is for. And it's so easy to do, simple to do. And by next week, come Monday or Tuesday, because this comes out on Tuesday, I'll give you a full week. Come Tuesday, the call will no longer be free and it will be $97 to get on a call. It does bump up from 30 minutes to 60 minutes, but I still would like you to hop on this free call, because after we get on this call, you know, you can still continue to get more coaching calls with me. And if you start at the 30-minute one, then maybe it will help you and you don't have to do the 60-minute one. So, definitely get on this call, grab this opportunity before you're out of time, before the other spots are taken, and get that call booked so that you can get your budget in control and on track, and sticking to it becomes easy and you're following it like a pro. So go get that signed up. I keep wanting to say sign up instead of get the call scheduled. That's what I'm trying to say. Go get that call scheduled right now at bit.ly/freefinancialaudit before your time is up, because either 5 people have already grabbed a spot or it is the next week and the price has bumped up. So I pray again that you have a great rest of your week, and I will see you next week. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.